Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't think I've ever looked forward in my life to going to OKC. I do now. I can't wait for Sunday night. I can't wait. Game 7. I don't know if we've been in a situation that we could look as forward to a Game 7 as we can look forward to this one in quite a long time. I believe it's a pick 'em. It's anybody's game.
All right, Stephen A. Smith willing to take the Pacers straight up. Fine. give him a text. Shoot him a text. I'm sure, you know, he's just being completely sincere and honest, as always. On the line now, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Sam Panayotovic. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and be sure to catch Bet Sweats live 9 to noon weekdays on the BetMGM network, the Odyssey app, and the Bet 1520, where, in this case, Sam and co-host Joe Ostrowski are spending considerable time on the NFC East. Bulldog, that's a division you enjoy. You love that nobody ever wins that division 2 years in a row, don't you?
You saying that is my ringtone.
Is that Stephen A?
No.
Interesting.
That was last week.
Sam, how's life?
Life is good. I do want to follow back. I don't want to forget about this parlay that one of our listeners brought up this morning on the show. But the last repeat champion in the NFC East, Eagles, 2003-2004.
Andy Reid, McNabb. Back when they were going to the NFC Championship every year and losing. Those Eagles.
It's crazy to think that nobody's repeated since then, though. And
it really is.
It's ironic because I got an email on Monday. We usually get these emails on Monday for Fox. You know, here's what we're looking at. Here's what's tracking right about the NBA, NHL. And now that the hockey's over and the basketball's almost over, my email on Monday said, well, I guess we'll just write about the Cowboys this weekend.
Yes. When all else is dried up.
Some things in sports are universal, content-wise.
It just clicks. People care. People don't care. People love. People hate. Whatever it is. And then I did catch about 32 seconds of Get Up early this week, and they were debating Dak Prescott's legacy. So it must be football season, guys.
Right. It's always Cowboy season anyway, if not also football season. You brought up Dallas on this show 2 or 3 weeks ago as just a random question, like a bad team that could be good. And you asked, does Dallas qualify as having been bad? And, you know, that's a good question. I know fantasy is different. We had that conversation last week, but I'm loving the quarterback and receivers on the Cowboys for what they cost. I mean, Lamb is a first-round pick, but Pickens isn't. Prescott's like the 11th round. Ferguson is later. And if you get the running back right, that's not an easy one, but they're so cheap. So I'm open to Dallas being kind of the Dallas team we've seen in recent years under McCarthy, where they throw a lot and can score.
It's all math for me, man. And I'm looking at the market. I actually have my story in the queue. I'm going to file this story within the next hour or so. And I wrote about what they asked about Dallas, and their market to win the NFC East is as volatile as you can see for a team that is borderline good. You know, like obviously Cleveland Browns are 20-1, 30-1. That's a big range, a $10 range. But the Cowboys are as low as 5.25. There's 550, 666, 675, 740, 825. Why would you bet the 550 when you can bet the 825? I don't need to tell you guys that. But when Dak's healthy, they win. They win in the regular season. 12 wins, 12 wins, 12 wins in 21, 22, and 23. And last year, they were just decimated by injuries. You know, a lot of things have to break their way. It's a tough division. It's a tough schedule. But you have year two of Jaden Daniels, and you have the Eagles off of a Super Bowl victory. I hate to say this on the radio, but if Barkley were to go down, that team is not as good as everybody thinks, and they lost some guys on D. So it's not impossible, but it's all math. And I wouldn't bet them at plus 550, but damn, I'm considering them at 740 and 825.
Yeah, I know. When you mentioned this about, like Mike just referenced, does Dallas count as a bad team that could be good? I think we got into Prescott as an MVP idea because I think that there could be value there too. And boy, if they let your team like tag up, you know, parlay some of that stuff, which I'm not sure if they do. We can't even vote on the awards here anyway. But I could see Dallas. There's the point about the NFC East. Maybe Washington, not say like Jaden Daniels has to be on the CJ Stroud track, but maybe Washington's a little bit like Houston was last summer. Like, oh, they're up there with the Bills and the Chiefs and the Ravens. Oh, slow down a little bit, right? Maybe there could be some second year turbulence with Jaden Daniels and that Washington build. So I think there could be, you know, I'm building a pathway for Dallas to be good, I think is what I'm trying to do here.
I have turned this segment into everything I hate and everything I just ragged on, but it's the truth. It's all about the numbers and if they make sense. And I honestly think you can draw a very nice comparison between the Cowboys and the Steelers. The Steelers keep finding ways to win, even though people dog them every offseason, but they're their third best team in their respective divisions. So obviously Baltimore's the favorite, Philly's the favorite. That's unquestioned. And then on line two, you got Cincinnati and you got Washington. Line three is Pittsburgh and Dallas. How is Pittsburgh 5-1 and Dallas is 7-8-1? It doesn't make sense.
I like it. Schedule's manageable. First half is easier for the Cowboys.
Last six games suck. Last six games are horrible, though, before the Giants.
Well, maybe you can hedge if it works out right. Yeah. Speaking of the MVP, here's a name that we haven't talked about in this context at all for the MVP. And I doubt the price is great. If you want to make this about the price, then maybe there goes that. Couldn't Josh Allen win again? I mean, he had maybe his worst statistical year. And it's not like they went out and signed, you know, Higgins or somebody to fix the Diggs thing where he's, you know, now he's got, last year he might have benefited from what they had at receiver. And the schedule, I mean, look at the team odds, right? They're at the top of everything. We've talked about how they have four marquee games outside their division, if I even need to say that. And they're all at home. So, I don't know. He's one of the favorites. That's not exciting. But I think he could win again, Sam.
You know what's wild is that we have this conversation every offseason, not the three of us, but in the betting world. Joe Burrow is the Luka Doncic of the NFL MVP market. Every year, he's right at the top. And I think eventually he's going to get one. I'm not saying it's this year or next year or whatever, but I don't know that the Bengals are going to be good enough for him to win an MVP. I mean, you have to be a great player on a good team or a great team, and I don't know that that's the case. I mean, his numbers are outstanding. Last year, 43 touchdowns, 9 picks, almost 5,000 yards. That's an MVP season if the Bengals aren't 9-8. So I do have questions about that defense, but your initial question, why can't Allen win it? I don't have an answer for you. I think he's clearly the most valuable player to the point spread. We did a story last postseason about which players mean more to the line. And one odds maker told me Josh Allen was more valuable than Mahomes. So if Allen was out, he'd be worth about 7 points. So let's say the Bills are at home against the Raiders and they're a 14-point favorite. If Allen's out, the line is 7. If it's Mahomes against the Raiders, the line doesn't drop as much as it does for Allen, which is wild for some people to think about out loud. But he's definitely more important what the Bills do on offense than Mahomes is for the Chiefs. And then you got Andy Reid and all the weapons that KC has. But Josh, of course he could win it again. There's no reason he can't.
Right. I mean, the favorites are not exciting. But
right.
I think some of the narrative stuff the last couple of years, or last year, like Jackson can't win because he's 1-2. And 3 is hallowed ground. And he basically dared everybody to prove that right, because he had probably his best season ever.
Right.
And still didn't win. So I think, you know, Allen winning a second is not, like, the word isn't contrarian. It's not offensive in any way, right? Like, he wouldn't be somebody that we can't give this guy to.
But I do think, even though the previous year shouldn't matter, just like we talked about probably at this time last year numerous times about Jackson, Mike's making some of the same points that we did a year ago. A third MVP, that's legacy stuff. He's probably going to have to go above and beyond. And he really did and still didn't get it. I think because Allen had such modest numbers in a year where another candidate, Jackson in this case, had really better numbers across the board, except for like rushing touchdowns, Allen is going to have to go above and beyond. Like, I think if he puts last year on the field again, I don't think he's sniffing the award. I think he'd have to get like back up to like 4,500 yards, I think, to get a real look.
Maybe unless they win like 14 games.
Then maybe, yeah.
Lead the conference by 2 or 3 wins. Yeah. Just kind of sail away. Then would you say the same thing? I mean, the winner is almost always on a team that wins 12 games.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's a scenario where you could get away with last year's numbers and do it. What do you think, Sam?
All I think is there's some fan driving around right now, some Bills fan saying, just win a playoff game, please. That's all that matters.
Well, they win a playoff game every year. The problem is they don't win 3. They've had to win 3 every one of these years, and they've not managed to pull it off.
Make it a road playoff game, because the Bills haven't won a road playoff game since Kelly.
Yeah.
A big playoff game. There we go. I missed one big word. A big playoff game. How about that?
Sam, Mike mentioned you guys on your show, you and Joe, have been talking about the NFC East. What do you think about what I said about Washington? We kind of blew past that, just continuing to talk about the Cowboys. But are you bullish on them, or do you think maybe pumping the brakes is in order with them?
I usually like to short those quarterbacks that boom in year one, because usually the regression is real. But C.J. Stroud was an outlier last year, and there's really nothing stylistically that says Jaden Daniels is just going to fall off a cliff. And I don't think people realize just how accurate he was and how quickly he got the ball out. That doesn't appear like it's something that's going to just regress. Mm-hmm. As a rookie, he completed almost 70% of his passes, which is, I don't want to say unheard of, but it's very unlikely that a kid comes into the league that prepared and that ready. And he can also, you know, he can take off. We saw that throughout the playoffs as a guy who can, as I always say, boogie about the cabin, you know, 900 rushing yards. So a dual threat. I think he's very difficult to guard or defend or scheme for when it's 3rd and 4. How do you stop that? And that's why they constantly kept moving the chains. And the other thing about Washington that also goes under the radar is that Dan Quinn morphed from like this moron to this analytically driven genius overnight. And I wasn't expecting it. I mean, I remember when Dan Quinn was in Atlanta at head coach, it'd be 4th and 1 at the opponent's 40. He'd be like, we're punting it. You know, right. We're going to punt it. And we're going to pin him inside the 5. And now it's 4th and 3 in midfield, and they're going for it. So he is adjusted more than people give him credit for. I don't think they got worse either. I mean, they added Tunsil to play left tackle. You bring in Debo, who will be reinvigorated to play well. It's a loaded division. People talk about the NFC North. The NFC East, I think, is better top to bottom.
Funny when a coach reads a book one time, or his owner does, and sees the light, and then suddenly Quinn. So 2 years ago, Quinn was the Dallas defensive coordinator getting lit up by Jordan Love in the playoffs. Remember that at home?
Yeah.
Like, what happened to Dallas? Their defense was great, and then the Packers just walked right down the field time after time after time and blew them out. And, you know, Kingsbury, Sam, not too different from how you described Quinn. That's two wrongs making a right. Quinn and Kingsbury put together in Washington, and that went well. I have a tough time fading Daniels. I mean, he is being, in fantasy, he's being drafted right with Allen and Jackson. Like, that's the tier, above Hurts. And, I mean, it's like, do you believe it? You have to sort of maybe look in the mirror for a second. But I have a tough time betting against him. That season was so good. Houston's line fell apart. And maybe their coaching wasn't really all that. The coach is out. The offensive coordinator, anyway, is out in Houston. So does Washington present that threat? I don't think so.
So the division is going to be a lot of fun, whether we're talking Eagles or Commanders or Cowboys. And it'll be fun to watch and laugh at the Giants, whatever that is, whatever's going on there. Also, let's weave this into the chili. They face the NFC North and the AFC West.
Oof.
So you're going to see Cowboys and Chiefs, Cowboys and Lions, Cowboys and Vikings. So you do that crossover and think about all the matchups between, you know, the Eagles in the NFC North and the Eagles in the AFC West. It's going to be a very fun division. And I guess I don't want to lay a price on the Eagles right now. I have no interest betting the Eagles to win the NFC East because everybody else is going to do it.
And I think, too, the Giants will be tough to beat. I mean, relative to what they've been or their reputation. Just the roster's pretty good. Russell Wilson.
The pass rush should be pretty sick.
Yeah, I think maybe they won't be a pushover, which all the more reason to bet an underdog in that division if the Giants can, like, compete with anybody, like compete with the top teams, if not beat them. I think that's interesting. Let's get to the NBA here, Sam. So whether this is a betting question or not, I don't know. It's going to game seven. Oklahoma City was like everybody, like the biggest favorite ever. Biggest road favorite in a finals game ever last night, and they got crushed. What did everybody get wrong about this?
I think we talked about this last week. I think Oklahoma City was way too expensive at minus 700, but I certainly wasn't looking to run to the window and bet Indiana. I thought that, oh, okay, this will be over in five or six, like most people thought. I even heard some sweep talk, which is disrespect. I never thought sweep. I'm shocked that we're at game seven, but I also think you look at this Pacer team that was a dog in every game against Cleveland, beat them in five, was a dog a lot against the Knicks, and now has been an underdog at, what, 10.5, 6, and 5.5 that's won outright in three finals games. I did not see them on my bingo card being down 40 points in game six in a closeout. Didn't see that. Halliburton, he jolted them, boys. He did. I mean, when he comes out and he's ready to go and he's firing early, granted, he didn't make a lot of those shots early, but they fed off the vibe, man. And I'm not a big vibes guy, but that building was insane. They weathered that early storm. They went down 10-2 and then just went on a crazy run that, ironically enough, was spearheaded by TJ McConnell, of all people. It's just a team of guys that play hard, that dive on the floor, that know how to win. And let's also pay our respects to Rick Carlisle. This guy has been doing it at a high level for a long time. They have not been outcoached once in this series, I don't think.
Well, the beginning of the second half, early third quarter last night, was the opportunity for Oklahoma City to flex, because Indiana started out, I mean, they had the ball first, brick, and neither team, it went 3 minutes before somebody made a basket in the third quarter. So, like, you know, neither team was making shots, but Oklahoma City was the team trying to catch up, and like that was your chance. I mean, we've seen this team in the playoffs in 3 minutes score 16 points, and they just could not make a basket.
Yeah, it was tough watch. And that was the easiest under of the entire series. They didn't crack 200 points in game number six, 108-91. The total was like 219, 220. And now the game seven total is down to 215.5. But guess what else is down? This is the cheapest you've been able to bet the Thunder at home in a long time, guys. Oklahoma City -7.5. Game one was 11. Game two was 11.5. And I assure you, the public will be on Indiana in game seven. They're going to take the points.
That sounds right. How did you bet the Open, the U.S. Open last week? Or if you don't have a story on that front, wasn't it great to watch?
I wish I bet DeChambeau to miss the cut instead of finish top 10. That did not happen.
I couldn't find, Sam, I went looking. It was for McIlroy, which so I'm glad I didn't find it. I couldn't find miss the cut anywhere. I could only find make the cut.
Scheffler was 7-1, 8-1 to miss the cut. Rory was 5-1. DeChambeau was about 450. It was fun. I know we talked last Friday, and there were so many things going on, including Skeens shoving again against the Cubbies. Just watching these golfers get dominated by a golf course is very entertaining. And those are the best players on planet Earth, launching clubs, throwing hissy fits. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
Scheffler on the range with the hat sideways yelling at the coach was that was very relatable. It's like my kid telling, "Oh, you did something with your face. Shut up! I don't want to hear you right now."
But you had to love the ending, Sam, just as a sports fan, right?
I did. How about that putt? Nobody can putt all weekend, and then he drains a 60-footer. By the way, Scottie Scheffler threw a hole or two today. Oh no, is he finished today?
He's done.
I guess he is finished.
69. Yeah,
wow.
only one under par today.
Oh, Joe was saying he's going to shoot 27 under, and I was like, I don't know about all that. Easy course, though.
I think the wind kicked up today, I think is what I read, so it's keeping scoring down today.
Leave it to Justin Thomas to compete in a major, or not compete in any majors, and then go head-to-head in the Travelers. I love it.
Very good, Sam. Weekend plans?
Nothing. Actually, wide open, so I'll probably be in the yard again. That's how it goes. You guys know that.
There's the good seats available at RPI for the lacrosse tournament in Albany if you want it. I'll give you directions. Well,
Sam's dying to get back to Albany.
You just took the drive, right? Like, it's my turn this week to hit Albany. You'll know all the spots.
Yeah, I think I texted you both the picture when I was leaving Albany. I got to that part of the high where it was like, go left for Boston, go right for Buffalo. I almost went right.
You thought about it.
Right.
Thank you, Sam, for your time as always.
All right, guys. See ya.
Sam Panayotovich from Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski. Weekday mornings, check it out on the Bet 1520 or the Odyssey app. Insider calls presented by Bet MGM. Check out the latest lines today on the Bet MGM app. Yes, Albany tonight.
Tonight. Right from tonight. Here?
Right from here.
All right.
Right from here to the airport to Albany tonight.
Right. The kid is right from the airport.
I need my son for this.
To Albany, right.
Yep, he's not going home.
He's getting around.
I had to pick up his jersey and his helmet, everything from the house. So he had that because there's not going to be time for him to get home after a week away.
Yeah, right.
How about the Jonathan?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Taves news.
Really cool. That's been percolating since before I think even the season ended. There was word that he was going to continue his career, and I don't know that there was authoritative word that it was going to be Winnipeg, but he's from the area, and it just sort of made sense. And, yeah, really, really cool, considering, I mean, everything he went through physically just at the end of his time in Chicago, really, really respect the work to be done after, I mean, he's accomplished so much already in his career. Three cups as the captain of the Blackhawks. And to do the work to get back to where you can get on the ice and play in the NHL again is really, I mean, he hasn't done that yet, but I'm assuming it's going to happen. And that's just, it's really, really inspirational, I think.
He's missed the last two seasons entirely. He also missed the 2021, not sure if that was a half season or what that was. Like the second, hockey has two COVID years, I think of it as.
Yeah.
The first one was cut short, and then the second one, you know, started late. And
right.
But he didn't play that second year or either of the last two. But word has it, not official yet, can't be until maybe July 1.
Yeah, for some reason, they got to wait until then. But he's agreed. The Jets have announced it. Like, it's really, really cool.
Five hockey reference nicknames.
Ooh.
Come on with these.
Captain something. Captain Clutch.
Captain Serious.
Okay. All right.
The rest are terrible. Taser.
Well, it's
hockey.
Right. Taser, Tazy.
Taser, JT.
Mm.
Got to be JT if your name is initials are JT. Johnny. Really? That's a nickname? Johnny? And J-Bone. J-Bone? Who runs the nickname department at my favorite sites, the reference.com sites? Who are the ad wizards who came up with that one? J-Bone. Next, Theo Greminger. Yes?
J-Bone is terrible.
They're all terrible. Captain Serious isn't so bad. We will talk Bills, rookie running backs, Browns quarterbacks, all kinds of different fun football topics with Theo after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.